Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting third. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tuck Steinbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The third baseman, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Berger. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Gumbert. Pitching for the New York Giants, Harry Gumbert. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen takes first base on ball four. Hack moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman bunts towards third. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to third. Gallen moves to second. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hack scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive towards third. Hack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta strikes out. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger strikes out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber strikes out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Danning and he is out, Bartel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Herman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-0 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Demery bunts towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Herman moves to second. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. Lieber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Steinbach who is chasing the ball. Lieber reaches third base with a triple. Berger goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Giants. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarthy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French strikes out. 1 out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 1 in the game. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitehead. The throw from O'Day and he is safe. Whitehead steals second. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Whitehead scores. It's 3-2, Giants. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Moore reaches second base with a double. Gumbert moves to third. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel is walked intentionally. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel misplays the ball. That's an error on Bartel. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Demery hits a fly ball into right field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herman moves to second. Lonnie Frey pinch hits for Billy Gerges. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a fly ball into right field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Lonnie Frey now playing shortstop. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Giants. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarthy hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-2 in the game. Danning strikes out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitehead strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett pinch hits for Larry French. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Roy Parmley pinch runs for Gabby Hartnett. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gallen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Clay Bryant now pitching. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gumbert for the out. One out. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bartel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. Frey hits a line drive towards first. McCarthy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 3 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Ripple pinch hits for Wally Burger. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lieber strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0 for 3 in the game. McCarthy hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple now playing right field. Hank Lieber now playing center field. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 4. And Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.